Good morning. I'd like to call the board meeting to order and recognize the secretary to call the roll.
Chair Evans?
Here.
Vice Chair Crawford?
Here.
Vice Chair Smedberg?
Here.
Director Horner?
Here.
Director Price? Director Goldman? Director Dorsey?
Present.
Director McMillan? Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I move the agenda. Is there a second? Any discussion of the agenda? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for December 13th, 2018 board meeting, January 10th, 2019 special board meeting, December 13th, 2018 executive session, January 10th, 2019 executive session. I'd like to move the approval of the minutes. Is there a second? Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Abstention on December 13th board meeting and December 13th executive session.
Okay, let the record reflect Mr. Smedberg's abstention. The next item on the agenda is a public comment. First person to testify is Rico. Dancy? Rico Dancy? Okay. Mr. Dancy, welcome to the Metro Board meeting.
Thank you, Bert. My name is Rico Dancy. I'm on the board of National Flathead. I have been aware of an incident that happened in October last year. I was not provided with a sign language interpreter, but I was assigned by this. And I was asking for video remote interpreting, so that I could understand what they were talking about. And I was laughed at by the officers. I was called deaf and dumb. I would like to offer more training for Metro officers. You need deaf and hard of hearing sensitivity and education. With that, I thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your comments. Our next individual to testify is Michael Sindrum. Is he here? Welcome, Mr. Sindrum.
Yes.
Chief myself. So I have shared this ball.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Syndrome. Thank you, Mr. Syndrome. Okay, our next witness is Steve Caffin. Welcome to the Metro Board, Mr. Caffin.
Thank you very much, Steve Caffin. I'm on the Accessibility Advisory Committee and also involved with the bus transformation project. And I have an auditing and financial management background. I recently left the government, and I spent a good amount of time in Europe the last year, and I've written a book, and it's not to publicize the book, but it's called Europe by Bus. And to do this, I visited about 50 different cities and saw quite a way they have transportation. And it'll be reflected in committee's work. But one thing I want to say is that European cities do something better than we do, and that's with the number of bus passes that they offer, particularly not to residents, because we do a good job of that, but principally to visitors. And we have the ultimate in a visitor situation, too. I'll be putting something together and dropping it off during the budget meeting next week, including Metro's new and exciting hop-on, hop-off pass, which hopefully will generate a good amount of revenue, or at least market our passes as such to get that revenue. Very quickly, DDOT must please relocate from DuPont Circle those three big private buses that are blocking five bus lines through the circle and causing up to one block delays. It started with one bus, then two. Now both bus has, I don't think without permission, taken a place there. It's really up to DDOT. And thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. And our last individual is Bill Orleans. Welcome, Mr. Orleans.
There's a principle in the in that presentation earlier, they indicated later in the spring, March or April, when they at least
their strategy priorities.
Mr. Orleans, you're going to have to.
At that point, it will be well past this. It will be well too late. The public should have had an opportunity to participate from the beginning in order to formulate what strategy should be pursued. And it's not too late for the board to instruct the general manager to get that publication with the previous meeting of the Senate.
Okay, thank you. All right. That concludes our public comment. The next item on the agenda is the report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Mr. Posner. Welcome, Mr. Posner. Good morning.
That
Thank you, Mr. Pazer. Any questions? No, thank you, and thanks for all your service as well. We appreciate it. Did you? Okay. The next item on the agenda is a report by the Riders Advisory Council. Mr. Dorsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to get used to delivering this on the RAC's behalf, but at the previously concluded RAC meeting, there was a lengthy discussion about the platform work that's going to be done over the course of the Memorial Day to Labor Day period that's going to close six stations in Virginia, and a number of, in my opinion, excellent suggestions from the RAC to make sure that any bus bridging that we use to supplement or deal with the loss of rail is fully accessible, making sure that in the event that we use motor coaches, understanding that those are typically not accessible in the way that our transit buses are, and also some really creative suggestions on signage, making sure that while typically signs are of the same size and type style and to provide consistency and maybe bulk purchasing in order to catch people's attention, having signs of different varieties at different places and at different heights might make for better penetration and an overall approach that we really make sure that we're looking at non-traditional ways of ensuring that that work goes off without a hitch, and customizing our guidance and advice to people affected by the shutdowns to the greatest extent possible. And there is also some discussion about the 2019 work plan and the areas that the RAC would like to be involved in that would complement board activities. We'll further refine this in the coming weeks, but generally they include customer service and how WMATA can be better responsive to the rider community. Looking at fare policies, this is something that we have traditionally talked about at the 30,000 foot level, but they very helpfully want to engage in maybe pushing some of those conversations forward. And then, of course, we have ongoing issues with the budget, rail car procurement, and the bus transformation project, and figuring out how the RAC as a group of riding enthusiasts and people who are experienced on these modes can be helpful in crafting board guidance. So that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Dorsey. Any questions for Mr. Dorsey? Okay, thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is the report by the chair. And so on behalf of the board, I would like to welcome two new board members today. First, I would like to recognize Supervisor Matt Letourneau. And Matt, could you please stand? There you are over here. Great. Matt has been appointed by the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission, or NVTC, to serve as an alternate director. He was elected to represent the Dulles District on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors in 2011 and reelected in 2015. Supervisor Letourneau serves as the chairman of the Finance, Government Operations, and Economic Development Committee, which oversees county services, finances, and economic development efforts. He represents Loudoun on the NVTC and currently serves as chairman of the commission. In 2018, he served as the chairman of the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments after serving as vice chair in 2016 and 2017 and corporate president in 2014. In his professional capacity, he works for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington and was a senior aide in the United States Senate. Matt, please come forward so I can swear you in.
Okay, Matt, please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I'm Matt McCrum.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
The Constitution and laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
From which I was appointed.
From which I was appointed.
As an alternate director of the board.
As an alternate director of the board.
Of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
Of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
On which I am today.
On which I am today.
Okay, congratulations.
Very much.
All right. All right. Next, we have Devin Rouse. Mr. Rouse, please stand. There we are. Devin was appointed as an alternate director by the U.S. Department of Transportation. He is the director of the Passenger Rail Division in the Federal Railroad Administration's Office of Railroad Safety. He is a registered professional engineer in Virginia and holds a master's degree in civil and transportation engineering and a bachelor's in mechanical engineering from Virginia Tech. Devin has extensive experience in rail transportation engineering, construction, and operation. He has served in various capacities for the FRA with a primary focus on issues relating to high-speed and emerging technologies, passenger equipment safety and engineering, safety management methods, emergency preparedness systems, integration, and positive train control. He leads a division that works with passenger rail entities throughout the United States to provide technical assistance and ensure safety compliance. Prior to joining FRA, Mr. Rouse served in numerous roles for Bechtel Corporation in the design, engineering, and construction of railway infrastructure and began his railroad career at Norfolk Southern's Roanoke Locomotive Shops. Devin, please come forward so I can swear you in.
Okay, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Devin Rouse.
Who hereby solemnly swear.
Hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
As alternate director of the board.
As alternate director of the board.
The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Board.
Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Board.
And will faithfully discharge.
Faithfully discharge.
Duties of the office. On which I am in.
Congratulations. All right. Again, Matt and Devin, welcome to the board. We look forward to serving with you and learning from your expertise. Finally, I wanted to make sure everyone knew about the three budget public hearings coming up next week, January 29th, 30th, and 31st. This is your opportunity to comment on the FY20 budget proposal and give the board your feedback. For more information on times and locations, please visit WMATA.com. Thank you. This concludes my report. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, I now turn the floor over to the General Manager for his report.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. As you know, during these board meetings, we usually do an employee spotlight. And today we're going to do something a little bit different because it's spotlighting literally thousands of our employees today. And that's around a day of service. So earlier this week, Metro celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day with our first annual day of service at the Capital Area Food Bank. I joined more than 100 Metro employee volunteers, as well as union leadership at the food bank to deliver and unload a Metro bus full of food. Employees from across the authority, this is where the thousands come in, donated more than 8,000 pounds of food, enough to provide 6,000 meals to families that need. While this activity was planned months ago, it comes at a time when many of our customers are being impacted by the federal shutdown and may be helped by the great work of the Capital Area Food Bank, which they do in this region. I'd like to thank all of our employees who donated food, as well as those who volunteered their time to weigh, sort, and bag the donations of the day. It's clear that our people care deeply about the region that we serve, and particularly those that are less vulnerable. So thank you for all of our employees that participated, and we have a short video of the event, if we could show that. Thank you. We're looking forward to next year, I'm sure we can exceed the 8,000 pounds by quite a bit. We pulled this together fairly quickly in November after just some discussions I had with leadership in the union as an opportunity to work together on things that are bigger and probably more important than a lot of stuff that we do. I'd like to give a quick update on the Back to Good program. We did just come out recently with our latest report, and I'm pleased to report that Metro Rail and Tie performance in 2018 reached the highest level in 7 years, while at the same time, insulator fires dropped to the lowest level in years, 66% lower than 2016. We believe these stats demonstrate our preventive maintenance program, along with other improvements like better performing rail cars, are making a real difference for our customers. And because of the service improvements, we are able to increase the rush hour promise offering for our customers. As you may know, beginning January 2nd, the customers using the registered smart trip cards are now receiving a trip credit whenever they are delayed more than 10 minutes lowered from the 15 minutes we had before. Since the change went into effect, we've issued approximately 18,000 credits, which accounts for less than 0.5% of the trips taken during the morning and afternoon peak. Again, delivering a very good service. The Back to Good report also mentioned improvements in lighting of our stations, customers benefiting from stations that are averaging 6 times brighter after the lighting upgrades are completed. And the cell phone service is now available in more than half of the Metro tunnels. Both of these important projects for our customers will continue in the coming year. So calendar 18, I believe we made quite a bit of progress, and I'm very confident that going into 19 we'll continue and improve. In terms of one other issue that we've all been, the board's been very active in, and particularly Chairman Evans, is the fare evasion issue. And so I'd like to thank the Chairman Evans for his leadership and support of the mayor's veto of the council's fare evasion decriminalization bill. I share the board's concern that the council's override of this veto without an enforceable alternative will have safety and financial consequences for the region. A local 689 also spoke out against the bill, and we appreciate their support of this effort to protect employees and customers in the system. The MTPD will continue to do everything under the law to prevent fare evasion and crime in our system, we will continue to look at the financial repercussions of this action, and we will report back to the board as we monitor that situation. So with that, Mr. Chairman, that concludes my remarks.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Wiedefeld, any questions for the General Manager? Questions? No. Okay. And Mr. Wiedefeld, on report back on the fare evasion, there was something else you were going to report back. What was that? You and I talked about it. Now I've forgotten what. Just to what the ramifications are over the next year.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. We want to get a better sense of what's going on in that whole equation, to be frank. So in terms of revenues, in terms of do we see an uptick in people doing it, physically. So I'm not sure how we'll get there yet.
Yeah.
But I think it is something we need to monitor and report back to the board.
Okay, so I appreciate your doing that so we can see where we are.
Yeah. And then the other concern is whether when we have major incidents, if they're related to fare evasion.
Yeah, and if you could let us know that, yeah. When we have a major incident, is it was a fare evasion involved in that incident as well?
Okay. We will report that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Next item on the agenda is the report by the Finance and Capital Committee. Mr. Dorsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following two items were referred to the board at the January 10th Finance and Budget Committee. One was the West Falls Church Joint Development Solicitation, where staff sought committee authorization to issue a joint development solicitation for the West Falls Church Metro Station. I would note that this solicitation will be limited to the two developers involved with real estate transactions on the adjacent public properties owned respectively by the City of Falls Church and Virginia Tech University. The maximum value of the joint development comes from a coordinated approach, hence the limitation on the joint development developers. So, Mr. Chairman, with that, I move approval.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Mr. Dorsey.
Thank you. Secondly, staff sought committee approval to issue a joint development solicitation for the Capitol Heights Metro Station. This is something that has been before the board before, and in fact, the sales agreement was terminated, in fact, in January of 2018, but market activity and interest in this area remains strong, so hence, we are bringing this back for a redux for the Capitol Heights joint development. Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
Thank you. That concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. We have two items on the board's consent agenda today. I would like to move approval of the following: indemnification of Huntington Metro LLC. Staff requests approval of an indemnification provision in a lease with Huntington Metro LLC to support temporary bus operations during the summer 2019 Blue-Yellow Line shutdown. And B, sale of excess property at Anacostia Station. Staff seeks board approval for the sale of approximately 1.29 acres of excess property at the Anacostia Metro Station to Red Brick DC Acquisitions LLC. So I'd like to move approval at this point. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Seeing none, the motion passes. Okay, next item on the agenda is reports by the jurisdictions. From the District of Columbia, we have no report. From WSTC, Mr. Crawford.
No report.
From NVTC, Mr. Smegberg.
No report, Mr. Chairman.
And finally, the federal government, Mr. Horner. Okay. In accordance with the bylaws, I, Jack Evans, request that the Board of Directors convene an executive session to discuss the following matters pursuant to Article 2, Paragraph 9, Subsection C, personnel or labor issues, including discussions of labor contracts and labor negotiations, consideration or interviews of candidates for employment and the assignment, appointment, promotion, performance, demotion, or resignation of individuals, and F, safety and security matters when premature release would compromise public safety. So I'd like to move the request for the executive
session.
Mr. Second, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. With that, the meeting is adjourned, and we will see everyone upstairs.